Could you please introduce yourself?
My name is Sergio.
From the band?
Oh, Lifehouse.
How are you doing, Sergio?
I'm doing good, man. Just a little sleepy.
Like a jet lag?
Yeah, we're... Well, we were in London for about a week, and then we came... I can't even remember where I went. But it was like 2 days ago, I went to another place, and then I'm here. So it's been like a week and a half. And I don't know, just because of schedule and stuff, we haven't been able to catch up with our, jet lag. But we're all happy to be down here.
It's for promotion, this little tour?
Yeah, it's definitely promotion. We just recognize the importance of coming out here and doing a little more work than down in the States right now.
Just released a new album. I got it here. It's called Stanley Climb Fall. Who the hell is Stanley Climb Fall?
You know what? It was kind of like an inside joke that got out. In the song Stanley Climb Fall, there's a word, stand, climb, and fall. We tend to abbreviate everything that we say. That's kind of like a trait of our personalities that we do. Yeah. So it went to stand, climb, fall. And we're like, oh, dude, just add a L and a Y and call it Stanley Climb Fall. That sounds like a bowler.
When did you start writing for this one?
Jason, I think it was throughout the whole time that we've been touring in the last 2 years. He just wrote out the tunes that we're going in the song, and we all kind of just went in the studio and worked on those things, and you know.
Could you tell something about the songwriting? I know a lot of songs were written by the singer.
Yes.
Does he have to sit down for it and just write?
You know what? I still haven't figured out how he does it.
You never see him doing it?
Well, he does it constantly. He actually... I'm going to let you a little in on his personality. Yeah. he's got a very addicting personality to where if he likes to do something, he'll do that for a long time, probably forever. Yeah. So in the songwriting part, he's kind of just found a way of doing things. He kind of sometimes he just starts strumming his guitar and starts mumbling through lyrics and whatever comes out of his head. Sometimes he records it on a little 8-track and then listens to it back, and he's just like, oh, that kind of sounds like I said this and this and that and where I was playing. So then he starts developing the lyrics.
That's pretty cool if you can do that.
Yeah.
Aren't you jealous sometimes?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Have you written some lyrics or some parts for the record?
Yeah, I actually have. In the past like 3 years, I haven't tried to develop any of my songwriting, just because I've just recognized that there's an important fact that whenever you have a band out, you need to be very good live. So I've kind of taken all my time and my energy to become better. You know, a better musician live. And I think that, you know, that speaks for most of us that are in this band. But I definitely have a wanting to go in there and write some of my own tunes.
Yeah. What are your influences?
Well, I was very heavily influenced by R&B and urban. And that's kind of...
It's a soul vibe.
Yeah, I have a lot of soul inside of me. So a lot of those artists, like Michael Jackson and, I can't even remember. There's been so many that I've had. Mm-hmm. There's mostly just singles on the radio that were, cause I was very poor. I couldn't go and buy CDs or cassettes. Yeah. So I just listened to the radio, and that's basically what influenced a lot of my younger years. But then I met these guys, and then I started getting more into, like, rock, supergrass, Black Crowes, you know.
You were the neighbor from Jason?
Yeah.
Could you tell the story?
I was actually 18. He was about 15 or 16. I had just graduated high school when I met him. We actually went out and played basketball several times. And after that, he was just like, hey, dude, you know, like, got this guitar. Do you, you know, are you interested in like playing anything? Yeah. I'm like, dude, that's kind of interesting, because I just picked, you know, got together at this little place in Malibu. Every Friday night we used to jam just there. So after that, you know, to make a long story short, we got signed, made some demos, and made the first album, and we've been touring ever since.
It's a pretty short story, but way big.
Yeah,
plus your album before was multi platinum, I saw.
Yeah, it, you know, it did 2 point something million. Yeah, still. Yeah, some people say 2.3, some people say 2.6, some people say 3 million. I'm like, dude, that, you know, whatever it is,
it's over 1 million, so it's cool.
It sounds huge, so I'll just take any of those.
Better than Incubus, for instance, isn't it?
Oh, really?
I don't know really, but they sell around maybe 1.5.
Oh, really? Yeah, I have no idea. I actually haven't kept in contact with how many, you know, are different artists selling or...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's our...
It's all about music.
Yeah, that's our management's job. They just tell us that. I'm like, okay, that sounds cool, you know.
Wasn't it a big stress to make this new album? Because No Face Name, the first album, was such a big hit.
You know what? The pressure was there. But we kind of took the attitude where we're just like, you know, we're not going to let that pressure get to us, because it's only going to hinder what, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, if we started paying attention to that, we might start writing for the radio, or, you know, that wouldn't be true for ourselves. So we kind of just took that aside, and we kind of ignored it, or we did the best to ignore it. And we just went ahead in the studio and just said, hey, you know, we're going to do this. We got these songs, and I think we think that the way to do it is this way, and this is the vibe of the album. And just went ahead and did, and we're very satisfied the way that came out.
What's the first song you wrote together for this album?
You know what? I can't remember. Because
you were working on ideas, probably.
Yeah, there were actually several songs that we were working in. Through the touring time that we were touring our first album, so I can't really pinpoint. I mean, I can say that let me see, "Take Me Away" was one of the songs that kind of came instantaneously once we just started jamming on one of the songs. So that may be one of the first ones.
What about "Spin"? This is the first song and first single. I really like that song. Could you tell something about that?
"Spin."
I hear it several times before it starts to rock. Yeah, to hit.
Yeah. It's actually, in comparison to our last single, "Hang By Moment," it definitely takes a couple of times to kind of sink in, but it tends to have the same effect. You know, the people, you know, once they like it and once they kind of get it, they start getting more and heavily into it. Jason actually wrote it when he was 16. It was one of the first ones. Yeah, one of the first songs that
how old is he now?
That he wrote. He's 22.
Okay. And you?
Yeah. I'm 24. Oh, okay. I'm the oldest. I'm grandpa.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
You're one of the youngest bands around. So,
We just joke around because, you know. But recently he was cleaning up his old journals of where he keeps most of his writing.
Okay.
And he...
found some lyrics?
Yeah, he came across and there was something not finished. So he finished it and he decided to play it again to Ron just to see if, you know, if there was a different reaction. And he was... Surprisingly, he was paying attention this time. and he said, "Oh, that song is great. We got it recorded."
All right.
So
it became the first track on the new album.
Yeah, we definitely felt that it was one of the good songs that kind of takes you from the old album to this first new album.
Do you think it's more mature? I think it is.
I think it's
really cliche, but
yeah, it shows a sign of growth in our band, because we definitely pay a lot of importance to growth in our music. We feel that you don't need to get stuck in a comfortable place. Mm-hmm. You know, you need to keep, you know, pursuing, you know, bigger levels or, yeah, I don't know, different things, different challenges that you have.
Otherwise, would be boring.
Yeah, exactly. And we definitely felt like we weren't supposed to recreate, you know, the first album just so that we can just say, okay, you know, it might sell better if we, you know, kind of recreate and have more songs sound like that. And we actually didn't like that. We're just like, you know what, we're going to take this route. We're going to start growing. And hopefully our fans will, you know, start growing with us too.
Cool.
And
How did you come up with Brendan O'Brien, the mixer?
Yeah.
Why didn't he produce?
He actually came later on the picture in the first album. We had already produced most of the album once we came across, you know, who's going to mix, who's going to do this. So
the label, Could you choose?
Yeah.
Who really did you want to have for that one?
Well, we didn't know, you know, because it was our first album. We were just like, dude, we just wanted someone to make it sound good.
Yeah.
But the label actually was the one that hooked that up. They were like, well, there's this guy that, you know, he's kind of famous for doing a lot of the similar kind of stuff that you're doing. Yeah, Soundgarden, Pearl Jam, and, you know, so many other bands out there. But so they kind of hooked that up, and we went over there. We're very satisfied with the way that he worked, so we decided to do the same thing with this album. You know, we stuck with the same producer, and we stuck with the same mixer. It's just kind of like, you know, if it works, just leave it like that. I think we might be just sticking with the same guy for a long time till we can't do it anymore.
Okay.
Till something else changes, you know.
Okay, talk to you in 2 years, maybe.
Yeah.
I really like the album. That's not.
Yeah, yeah.
We just
don't believe that you should change producers just because you kind of had a huge successful album, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We just kind of figured, we were like, okay, you know, if it works, just leave it like that, man.
Yeah.
You know, don't make a huge drastic change just because you want to.
Okay.
You know,
cool.
If there's several problems ahead of time, you know, of course you're gonna have to change it. But if it doesn't happen, you know, why do it?
First, you were a 3-piece band, and now there's a new member.
Yes.
Could you tell something about the new band member? His name is Sean, a brother from the drummer.
Yeah, they're, you know, Sean and Rick are brothers.
I heard he had auditioned before a couple of years ago, but wasn't good enough or something.
Well, we weren't actually looking for a guitar player back then, because on our last album, our old drummer had, you know, have left. And so we wanted to look mainly for a drummer. We weren't looking for a guitar player.
Yeah.
And he was also still in school. So he wasn't really ready to go out and tour and stuff like that. So
now he finished.
We just kind of took it like that. And he was playing with The Calling, a band called The Calling, before.
Yeah.
And we just thought it was time to, you know, to make the switch. And also to add to that, Rick and Sean have always wanted to play in a band together. You know, and it's like, why not? You know, they're brothers.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it adds to the chemistry of this band.
He's pretty new, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
He plays some shows, I read.
Yeah, he's been playing with us for about 2 to 3 months now.
Okay.
Yeah, so he definitely. And before that, we actually toured with The Calling and Michelle Branch on the States. We took him as our support acts. So we knew the way that he played, and, you know, it didn't take much brain work to...
Okay, two bands, sort of similar.
Yeah, a lot of people say that. We don't like to, you know, compare ourselves
it's sort of similar.
Yeah, people say a lot of that. We don't believe it's pretty similar just because of the influences that we have. I think this record shows... a definite growth from that.
Mm-hmm.
And
those guys are much younger, isn't it?
Yeah, that's they're kind of like, I don't even know how old they are,
yeah,
you know, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm really good friends with Billy and Nate, which is the drummer and the bass player. And other than that, I don't really know much.
Michelle Branch, she's pretty new. She's 16 or 18, pretty young. Also.
Yeah, something like that. She was like 18 or 19. Yeah. She was still in homeschool once, you know, once her first album just took off.
Is she okay?
Yeah, she was very good when she was out, you know, with us. She was doing a decent job, and I can't really say, you know, further because I haven't seen her for, you know, probably a year or a year and a half. Right. So I don't know which route she may have taken.
She's big hits over here.
Yeah, she's actually had like 3 big hits over in the States. So good for her.
What's your favorite track on the album?
That's kind of hard to pinpoint, just because I like a lot of these songs. But just a nice, chill song that I really like that it kind of grew on me was actually Stanley Kleinfall, the song that made the album. I just think that song it's such a smooth, rolling song. It makes you kind of want to chill, you know, and I still haven't gotten too much into the lyrics and, you know, what they mean and what, you know, but I just like the vibe that it creates whenever we play it on stage, whenever I play it on a CD.
And did you expect the way it should turn out when you got to be an artist? Like, you have a dream sometimes, I want to be a rock star, and now you are really one because you're selling a lot of CDs, so, and you're having a lot of fans. Did it change you a lot?
Actually, you know, I didn't even know I wanted to be a rock star, to tell you the truth. I definitely wanted to be a member of a band. I don't know if to be a member of a famous band, but I had this dream of, like, playing an instrument, you know. And actually, my dad plays the piano, and he's studying in the conservatoire. And so there was kind of, like, in that way to kind of learn music, but I don't think it's changed me or them too seriously, just because of the way we are. We're very down to earth guys. We kind of tend to ignore the hype that happens behind the scenes, just because we believe it's not true, you know. It's not honest to who you are, you know. We don't believe it's, you know, it's honest.
It's all about music.
Yeah, it's all about the music, basically. You know, if you like the music, you know, then you like us.
What do you think about the music biz in America, like the music scene you're in?
What I think about it?
Yeah. Do you like it? Do you like the vibe over there? You like? Don't you have any discussions or like a lot of competence
between bands, or,
you know what, it's very open over there. I think there's a lot of a lot of respect, and, like, you know, if you like, you know, a lot of heavy metal bands, you know the places to go, you know, and go and see them. And there's actually plenty of opportunities to go out there. And
which city are we talking about?
Just overall. Okay. in the States. I don't know much about here because we haven't played too much over here, but we're about to find that out soon because we'll be playing here, I think, in November.
Yeah. Thank you very much for this interview.
You're welcome, brother.